Now he makes six figures in his pajamas. Mark Maron.
Thank you, James. I just realized I should have peed on the break. Thought I'd share that with you. There's nothing wrong with sharing. That's late Friday night. No reason to freak out. The first 2 hours of the show were so loaded with information that was life-changing and disturbing. There's no reason that we can't have a good time for a little while, though that good time might be derailed here as we enter, what is this, the fourth letter returned to me from Jiffy Lube that my wife sent to a man there. So what number are we on here, Mishnah Wolf?
Why do we want to keep doing this?
Because it's honesty, and it's something that that makes for good radio.
It's letter number four.
Your letter number four.
Letter number
to
four.
The Hispanic man, the non-named Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube that you apparently have some sort of thing with.
Yes.
Do it.
Dear handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube.
This is awful.
I finally figured out our problem. Hmm. Oh, and I need a headlight. I now know that you think I just want to sleep with you, and you want more. You thought I saw you as some sort of Hispanic man whore made for my Anglo enjoyment, but I don't. I mean, I might have 2 months ago, but everything has changed now. Hmm. Esta es diferente. What I'm trying to say is I love you, too.
Oh, my God. Was that the end of that one?
Signed, the girl from Bay One.
Did you sleep with this guy or what?
Circumstantial evidence. I don't think it sounds very...
You don't think so?
No.
Did you sleep with him or what? Do you want to read why? Hold on. I'm committing to this bit. Here. Read that one.
Okay, great space work.
Thanks, man. Dude, I mean honey.
Dear handsome Hispanic man at Jiffy Lube, again, we can't keep meeting like this. My husband found all the receipts for Jiffy Lube, and he thinks I'm being tooled by the Jiffy Lube Corporation. He doesn't understand how my transmission fluid gets so dirty. I'm sorry, I didn't commit.
Come on, no giggles. Come on.
So I have to pay cash from now on. I'm not even supposed to be here right now. I'm supposed to be taking my friend to dialysis. But I'd rather be here, watching your bulging manly hands. I think we both know this isn't about oil anymore, so if there's any way we can meet outside the Jiffy Lube and take this to the next level, la próxima nivel, I'm ready. Also, I can't really afford to get radiator service again, and they won't let me have another oil change. The girl from Bay One. P.S., I hope you don't think this is too forward, but I stole your shop rag. It smells like your swarthy hair product, and I'll pull it out of my glove compartment and sniff it.
This is really disturbing. That one really is disturbing. That's what I have to say. I don't want to hear any more right now. Where's Todd? Todd Barry's here.
Hey, what's going on?
How would that make you feel if you had a wife, was reading that stuff in front of you?
I know. It's bad enough she's writing them, but she's reading them in front of your face.
Right in front of my face as I open the envelopes. I'm sorry, Wolf, that there's not enough mics in here for you. So wherever you go, just hang out, all right? Okay. Good to see you. It's my wife with the letter. This show is a beautiful train wreck, my friends.